The Tabletop Miniature Hobby Podcast is proud to be sponsored by Dr. Spork's 3D Terrain. From retro greenskin outposts to elven fortresses and obelisks, this is hands down the best nostalgic scenery you'll find out there, and all at stupidly reasonable prices. Check it out for yourself by heading over to bedroombattlefields.com/spork, that's S-P-O-R-K, and turn your tabletop into a scene from White Dwarf circa 1994. Andy Chambers not included. Brought to you by bedroombattlefields.com, this is the Tabletop Miniature Hobby Podcast. Hello and welcome to the Tabletop Miniature Hobby Podcast. It's Matthew with you here. And as we head into a new month, it's that time once again to hear from the community and everyone's hobby updates. Let's get into it.
Hello everyone, this is Johan, TEG Jeeves on the Discord, calling in for my July hobby update. I'm sending this a little bit early, it's only the 21st right now, but actually it's kind of to make up for my lack of contributions the last 2 or maybe 3 months. You know, as life gets in the way, you start doing other things and, you know, it's not like I've been completely stopped, it's not like I have stopped hobbying completely. I've actually been busy with a few projects, but you know, in terms of submitting these sort of hobby updates, I have definitely been lacking and slacking actually. In any case, you know, I think in April we got together to play some Space Weirdos with a few friends. That was a lot of fun. I got to teach Space Weirdos to a few newbies and they really enjoyed it. I mean, Space Weirdos is always a good time. I always really enjoy teaching it and playing it on the same day. And it's always just a great time. I'm still meant to try Sword Weirdos. I've had that for a while too. Not actually had the chance to try it, but hopefully soon. The thing that got me the most busy recently is Age of Sigmar Spearhead, which I think was originally meant as sort of a small skirmish game mode. And it was introduced with, what is it, the Skaventide box set, sort of as a beginner Age of Sigmar, or you're, you know, dipping your toe into Age of Sigmar. I think it is sort of the equivalent to Combat Patrol. I may have talked about this before in a previous hobby update, but in any case, that's what I've been doing mostly, is painting spearhead armies. So because spearhead armies are a set amount of units, it's a set army. You just need to find the units, or just buy the units, or buy one of these spearhead box sets, or I think they were called Vanguard box sets before, and you paint up the models for those. And I've been mostly proxying them with all the Warhammer Fantasy models. I've made a proxy Lumineth Realm Lords army using High Elves, which turned out really well. I'm very, very happy with them. I also, in addition to the Skaven that I had from the Skaventide box set, I also got a fantastic set of 3D printed Lizardmen from One Page Rules, printed by my good friend Luke. And those were a ton of fun to paint. Really, really happy how those turned out. I made a little video of that on my tiny little YouTube channel called Tabletop Tactical Tales Hobby Channel. Tactical Tales Hobby Channel. In case you're interested, go check it out there. Then I got, actually, speaking of YouTube, I got a interesting notification on my itch page from ULC Battle Reports, which is a YouTube channel that I have been following for a while now. And they play a lot of indie war games, especially skirmish games, which obviously is something that I'm interested in. I know a lot of people in the Bedroom Battlefields community is also interested in. And he said he would try out one of my older projects, which was sort of a zombie scenario and zombie AI rules for 1 hour skirmish war games by John Lambshead. And that's one of my favorite war game systems, one hour skirmish war games. And I happened to make a little some rules for zombies and some scenarios that I put on my itch page, itch.io page, ages ago. I totally completely forgot about it, but he said he would feature on his channel, and sure enough he did, and it is fantastic. I was actually kind of, you know, shocked how well it turned out. You know, I would highly recommend checking out ULC Battle Reports, and the video is called Red Means Dead, named after little supplement that I made for 1 hour skirmish war game. So I was very surprised, very happy to see that, and sort of motivated me to go back to that or revisit that supplement and write more content for it. So definitely go check that out. And speaking of 1 hour skirmish war games, I decided to just put some orcs and ultramarines on the table just as a way to sort of refresh myself with the rules, and played a couple of solo games of that. Again, 1 hour skirmish war game. 1 hour skirmish war games, fantastic system, especially good for solo play. If you don't have that book, definitely get it. And his sci-fi scenario book that Matthew's talked about a lot, I highly recommend that too. Yeah, clean up my hobby space as well. Started some 3D printing, but other than that, that's my hobby update. I hope to hear the other people's updates again soon. Bye-bye.
Hello, everyone. Callum, aka Dr. Spork here. It's been another quiet month for me. I've been working away on a couple of 3D projects, and I managed to get in an excellent game of 2nd edition 40K, during which my Genestealer cult continued to buck the established hierarchy and managed to defeat the Eldar once more. This was mainly due to the fact that someone seemed to have messed with the sights on the Eldar's heavy weaponry before the battle, leaving Big Mavis, the Leman Russ, to park itself in the middle of the board and blow holes in everything it could see. This was a refreshing surprise, as my experience with 2nd edition is vehicles get blown up pretty quickly and feel like a bit of a point sink. Anyway, we had lots of fun, and I hope to do it again soon. Meanwhile, I have probably foolishly agreed to take part in a Tale of Four Gamers-style painting challenge, and so have been stripping goblins in preparations. So, hopefully, I'll be getting more greenskins painted. And speaking of hope, I really hope to be seeing some of you next month at Boyle Gits, but at this point, nothing is certain. Fingers crossed. Anyway, as usual, cheers for the podcast, Matthew. And looking forward to listening to this month's responses. Cheers.
Greetings to Matthew and the community. Mark Snacklewolf here with a few thoughts about July. This year is flying by so far, at least from my experience. But in the last few weeks, I've completed some terrain pieces, two of those classic ruined farmhouses from Warlord's Bolt Action. And I must say they took color and weathering pretty well and ended up looking good for the battlefield. Added a single terrain piece after that, a classic fallen tree trunk from an old Army Man set I had as a child. That was really fun to do. I'll post the other piece I did from that Army Man set last year, if memory allows. I'm in a bit of a limbo, kind of a pleasant purgatory, hence the random terrain work. I'm waiting for several mainstream projects to start. The new ogres for Warhammer Age of Sigmar have enamored me with all their grotesque glory. And I have a two-player set for the StarCraft game coming soon as well. I'm picking up the ogres on Sunday, and I'm so stoked for them, going with a rather traditional scheme for the humanoids themselves, but adding in my favorite permafrost recipe for the bases. And I'll be using them for AOS with my local hobby club, the Miscasts. Those two projects are going to keep me very busy, and if you have any requests for pictures around the Ogre Maw Tribes or the upcoming StarCraft set, which features Terran and Zerg, for those of you familiar, grab my attention in the Discord. Cheers and thanks, everyone, for your updates. They are appreciated, and I enjoy them. Please take care, and happy gaming from Central California.
Hi, my name is Steve Hicks, longtime listener, first-time call-in. My hobby update for this month was about mid-month, I was able to attend Historicon in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. The convention is huge for miniature gaming. Focuses on historical, but there was plenty of sci-fi and fantasy gaming going on there as well. Most of my games I played were historical. Got in a Napoleonics game, which I've never played Napoleonics before. Had a lot of fun. Went into a World War II naval game, and my side looked like we were going to lose, and then some of our torpedoes hit the other guys, and they had some critical explosions on their ships, which we quite enjoyed because we were losing up to that point. Let's see. I played another World War II game where we didn't do as well. And I played American War of Independence game, which was a depiction of the battle at the end of the movie The Patriot. I'm glad to say the Patriots won again. It wasn't as much fun as some of the other games I played. And then we did play a game of Frostgrave, and my first time ever playing, and had a blast with that. But the DM who was playing the bad guys on that, there was a group of pirates that were the bad guys in the center of the map. He did not roll so well, and we rolled quite well, me and the other player, or the other player and I, as it were. And we wiped out his guys. So that was a lot of fun. Right now, my progress is I am getting my force ready for 5 parsecs. That's going to be Hicks's henchmen. And I might let you know next month how that turned out. Bye.
Hi, Matthew. It's Keith here from Sussex. As usual this time of year, a pretty slow month in the hobby. This drought is getting relentless for me with work and doing gardening. So it's been tiring and a lot of hard work. But I did receive the other week one of my first Kickstarters that I've ever backed, the Tomb Raider, the Crypt of Kronos solo board game, which has a lot of minis with it. I went for the all-in pledge. I've got all the dinosaurs and the extra bosses and things. So I've had one little game of that. So it's nice to actually get a game in and sit down and relax for a bit. And I am just, as we speak, spraying up all the minis from it. I've tidied them up, got rid of the worst of the mold lines, so I'm hoping to get some paint on those. No progress on the Advanced Hero Quest next campaign at the moment. That's I need to get back going with it, but so tiredness and gives a bit of a lack of motivation. But this new Tomb Raider game sort of spurred me in, so hopefully if I can get some paint on those, I might move back into everything else. But I look forward to hearing what everyone else has been up to, and hopefully have a bit more to report on the Tomb Raider front next month.
Hi, it's Grodcast Dave here. I'm calling for a hobby update on July. Currently on holiday here in Menorca, so not much hobby to be done this week. Although we did get a white dwarf at the airport on the way over. What number are we on here?
526.
So White Dwarf's up to issue 526, which Noah has been enjoying on holiday here. Looks like there's articles on the Old World Cathay army, sort of the battle report, Cathay versus Chaos. They have also like a sort of deep dive on the Sifis Cain novels, which I might get a look at myself at some point. So, you know, it's not all like the only good White Dwarf is an old White Dwarf, you know. I'm not seeing much to complain about here, so, you know, it is what it is. It's all good. This month we have been working on Slayers. I did a wee mini exchange and sculpted a standard bearer for Ed, who kindly swapped that for no less than 4 lovely Slayers, which have arrived and have begun painting on them. So my wee Slayer squad is growing well. And apart from that, there has been lots of Shatterpoint on the go. Noah got a big birthday box Shatterpoint core set, and we have both been painting away at those. He's done the clones so far. I've done a couple of Mandos and Ahsoka. What else have you painted?
You already said Darth Maul.
Darth Maul, that's right. You've done Maul as well. So yeah, they're good. A wee bit tricky, I would say. Just maybe it's 30 years of painting Warhammer minis. I'm just not used to the scale and sort of the difference in the detail on the Shatterpoint guys, but it's fine. I'm, you know, unlearning my bad habits, and Noah's learning some good new ones, so it's all good. And we're getting through those and put the train together as well. So that'll be most of what we're playing in August. Hopefully some Lord of the Rings. We were looking at doing the Orthanc Ents battle probably this month. Mm-hmm. And possibly some Burrows and Badgers. So yeah, the sort of hobby butterfly tendency continues, just all over the place, as usual, but that's as it should be, so you don't get bored. You just keep it fresh, keep it interesting. So yeah, looking forward to hearing what everybody else is up to, and thanks for the podcast, and thanks for your hobby updates. Cheers.
Hello, everyone, among the Bedroom Battlefields community. This is Darren, a NARAD from the Discord, calling in from foggy coastal California. This summer has been busy with summer vacation, so not a ton of gaming. In fact, I've had a little town set up for Guards of Traitor's Toll that I had set up now for like probably, I don't know, 6 weeks or more, and I still haven't like actually sat and played it. But what I did do this summer was I took a painting class. I took a miniature painting class. I've been painting for over 30 years and never had before. And there was a local guy who's a Golden Demon winner, a guy named Craig, really amazing painter. If you look on, he's got some stuff on the website, on the Warhammer website from recent years. There's one that's really cool with a bunch of Stwigs coming out of a cave and a bunch of goblins running away. And if you look at it close, it's called Feeding Time. It's like, it's really cool. Anyway, really awesome. I got, it was neat to get to actually see it close up. But anyway, neat guy, lives locally, so it was a reasonably priced class and 6 hours long, about half a dozen people, more than that in the class. And we spent 6 hours painting the shoulder and the abs of an ogre. We painted it bright orc green, and it was fascinating. I learned a ton about shading and glazing and blending, and that was really, really neat. You know, I learned that, you know, I'm not going to be painting like this that often. I do like to paint quickly, but it was great to just kind of realize, oh, I can do this. And that was kind of neat, and to get immediate feedback on how I was doing it. There are a few other things about, like, you know, using directional light and then having like a reference photo of the model, the unpainted model with that light on it, to be able to, you know, match those highlights, like a black and white reference photo. It was really interesting. So anyway, so that was new and that was different. And I'd recommend anyone to take a miniature painting class. And yeah, other than that, just been slogging along the evenings. I've been painting some hedge knights for a Song of Fire and Ice. Been meaning to get to those for a while and they're fun. And some Beastmen, the old sculpts that were re-released by the Old World. And, you know, a few other things here and there. I had my sister-in-law sort of gave me back a bunch of models and games that I'd given my nephew, hoping he would get into become a nerd, which he, you know, kind of has passed it now. So I ended up getting this like big kind of awesome Warhammer model back that never got really opened. And so I put it together. I'm like, I'll paint it and give it back to you again. But he doesn't want it. So we'll see. I'll preserve it for posterity. But that was a funny one when you get re-gifted back the models you tried to use to convert your nephew. Anyway, hope everyone's doing well. And thanks again for the podcast and all the great stuff. Cheers.
Hello, Matthew and Bedroom Battlefields crew. This is James. Up in Oregon. I'm currently driving a golf cart from one side of the enormous Intel campus to the other. Well, I should say I'm not actually driving at the moment. I have parked, just for safety's sake. But I thought I'd get the message out because I'm not sure when I'll get a chance to do so. I'm about to put on a full bodysuit, put on a breathing mask and all manner of personal protective equipment, and go inside a machine and scrape arsenic and other nasty things from inside of it. Oh, what fun. But while I'm doing so, I will be filled with a warm glow of anticipation, as hopefully by the next time I will send out a report, Necromunday will have happened on the 10th of August in Portland, Oregon. If anyone is a local and interested, send me a message. It's going to be good. I have not got as much painted as I wanted to get painted, but I've been working on some Malstrain gene stealers, which might appear in one or two little scenarios. My Goliaths are painted and ready to go. My Deluxe are painted, rebased, and ready to go. My Ratskins are half painted. My Escher is one miniature that is partially painted. And my Enforcers, well, they're in a terrible state. One fully painted and the rest are in a right state. But we'll get there. We'll get there. I'm looking forward to it. My sons are looking forward to it. They'll be joining in. I'm not sure whether they'll be in the actual matches or helping out, but we'll see how it goes. And yes, Necromunda. It is funny that there's a brand new version of Necromunda Skirmish that has just been released now that I could not be any less interested in if I tried. Bring on the metals. Bring on the metal minis. Let's do this thing. Next month, I'll let you know about Necromunda.
Parsec's Diary is an audio journal bonus series on Patreon, chronicling the adventures of my 5 Parsecs from home crew, the Lucky Strikes. Follow this beleaguered gang of criminal scum as they're pursued around the galaxy by lethal cyborgs, xenomorphs, and budget ale-inspired bounty hunters. Parsec's Diary is available now on patreon.com/bedroombattlefields. That's patreon.com/bedroombattlefields. And now, back to the show.
Good afternoon, Matthew. This is Rob Dean from the Discord. I have just finished up the 4 days of Gen Con, and my brain is somewhat fried at this point. But at any rate, July was a good month for actual gaming. I have about 9 games in my register for the month, including a couple of sessions of my son's 19th Century Imaginations games. And we dusted off Dukes Belorum, which we haven't done in a while. I was able to update my blog multiple times this month. Thank you for the plug for that on the show notes. And while I missed Historicon, my brother and I ran 4 miniatures games at Gen Con, the U.S. giant all-purpose gaming convention. So we managed to get 23 of the 23 people who signed up to play in our games to actually show up, which is unusual, and the games were fairly well received, so that was a success overall. But now the exhaustion has set in. So anyway, that's July. Hopefully a little more painting coming up in August, but we'll see when it happens. Thanks. Bye.
Good morning, everyone. This is John, aka João, aka Lord Reaver from the Discord, here to give you my monthly update on hobbying. First things first, apologies for missing a previous one. I had a very, very busy month in June, and I ended up just completely forgetting about it. I'm sorry. But I did a ton on June and July, so this one's going to be a little longer. First things first, got a big box of Wood Elf miniatures from Fighting Fantasy Games. Fantasy Flight Games, I always get the two confused. And I'm starting a Wood Elf army for Dragon Rampant. I also got the core rulebook. And in the this Wood Elf army project, I've also gotten some Turtle Folk miniature. They're very cute. They're very nice. That I'm planning to use as heavy troops. And I've got made from rocks, actual real rocks, a wood, like a rock golem with a big axe that it's going to be my commander for the army. Other hobbying I've done, I've continued to work on my bounty hunter crew for sci-fi games, mostly Rogue Stars. I'm reading the book right now too. It's going to be very fun to play. I've finished building from Legos and a 3D printed plant, a little, like the plant is piloting a mech suit, and that's going to be my heavy tank guy for the crew. I've also, for Rogue Stars, I've ordered some cyberpunk-looking cops that I also plan to use in, oh, what's the name of the game? Reality's Edge, a skirmish that a friend owns, published by Osprey. It's a cyberpunk skirmish game. What else I've done this month? Oh, I built a Gunpla kit. I don't know much about the anime, to be honest. I just got it because it was a cool-looking mecha guy for mech games, and it was a blast to build. I think it's called a Leo. It's like a grunt character, from what I understand. You know, those no-name characters that just get blown up by the protagonist all the time in the show. But it looks awesome. I'm thinking about painting him a different color. But it was a very good experience. I'm definitely going to get more Gunplicates. I've also had a match of Marvel Crisis Protocol with a friend. It was our first match, kind of improvised, but it worked great. I played Criminal Syndicate. He played Midnight Suns. Marvel's like, you know, the guys who hang out with Blade. I'm not a huge comic book guy, but they're like dark superheroes and Doctor Strange guys, you know, magic things. I won by a ton. It was 20-1 for me. I got all the objectives very fast, and my poor friend couldn't really capture any. You know, it happens. But it was tons of fun. I've also, since like a little outside of the hobbying space, since I last talked here, I've also discovered a ton of little communities around Brazil, so I'm getting to know them. They actually did a big showcase of one-page rules in a big board game event, and it was a huge success. It's called Escaramuça, which is literally skirmish. It's literally just called the Comunidade Escaramuça, skirmish community. And they like to show a lot of indie games that you guys also enjoy. So I've been getting to know the guys at least online. Might try to play in the future when they visit the capital of my state. And it's been a very good month. I'm also waiting for a delivery for Kill Team. I got a proxies for a Tau suit, or like those Tau Pathfinder guys, since people here are really excited to play Kill Team. And I'm also waiting for a package of Warhaulers Nostalgia 94 paints. Sorry if this was a little bit of rambling overall. I'm still getting the hang of speaking. Sorry if it was a little rambling. And have a good one, guys.
Hello, Matthew. It's Ed from Sussex and the Bedroom Battlefield Discord. Just resubmitting my update after it didn't send any recording when I submitted it last night. So what's my update for July? July has been a good hobby month. In terms of gaming, play some Blood Bowl games. In fact, last night I won my local Blood Bowl league, winning the final, which was fantastic. My Dark Elves were victorious despite being 1-0 down and three players down at the beginning of the second half. They came through and won a truly glorious Dark Elf victory, 2-1, including stabbing the ball carrier on my last turn, forcing a turnover, which stops my opponent from getting an equalizing touchdown on his final turn. So yeah, that was really, really good fun. Also, Blood Bowl related, I've been painting a High Elf team, which is I'm enjoying quite a lot. And eventually I will be painting an Underworld team as well, which I've sort of started, but put to one side to get the High Elves painted up. Other than that, I played a really fun game of Hobgoblin with Jay from the Discord community. His High Elves roundly beat my Skaven. Really like the system. It's the first time I've actually got to play it, despite having had it for a good 18 months or so. So yeah, really enjoyed playing that and looking forward to getting another game in against Jay at some point. I also have been painting up the last of my Skaven army, or at least for now, ready for Boil Gits. So that is all fully prepared and ready to head up to Nottingham for next weekend, which I'm really looking forward to that. Jason's big game is going to be a lot of fun. I'm really looking forward to catching up with people who I haven't seen for a while, and those in the community who are going to be there who I haven't met yet. It's going to be a great crack. No, I think that's more or less it. It's been a busy, fun month. So looking forward to hearing what everyone else is getting up to, and seeing what everyone else has done in preparation for Boyle at the end of the week. Brilliant. Well, have a lovely day, and look forward to speaking to people soon. Cheers.
Massive thanks to everyone who submitted a clip throughout the month of July 2026. If you want to take part in next month's episode, you could easily do so by heading over to bedroombattlefields.com/voicemail, where you'll find the recording software to get your own clip in, or there's instructions in there on how to email me your clip as well, if you'd prefer to do it that way. So as for my own hobby progress, after a period of like basically no hobby, I'm now playing pretty regularly thanks to the good old 5 parsecs from home, which, you know, if you've been listening to recent episodes, you'll be under absolutely no doubt that I've been thoroughly enjoying that game and playing it every week for the past like 3 weeks now, maybe even 4 weeks. But yeah, it's been a period of pretty regular gaming with that. I'm really, really enjoying it. Obviously keeping that little diary on the Patreon as well. I did post on last week's episode, I posted a few different entries. I made a wee episode out of that, and it got a lot of positive feedback from folks who enjoy that game or are very curious to check it out as well. But yeah, it's one of them now where I've not picked up a paintbrush still. I mean, it must be going on for 2 months now. And I'm starting to feel a wee bit guilty about that, which is funny. You know, like most of the hobbying I've done over the past 4 years has been, or you know, more than that, maybe 7, 8 years now, has been painting with very limited playing, and I've always been thinking to myself, like, if only I could play more. And now that I'm playing a fair bit of parsecs and not painting, I'm like, you know, I should be getting back to the painting now. So it's funny how your brain's never really content with what you're doing, or maybe that is just me. But I think in the last hobby update at the end of last month, I was talking about closing loops, and I've still got that open loop. I was talking about finishing those Nightmare Miniatures, Chaos Space Marines. There's still 2 of them that need a wee bit work, and the whole warband need varnished. I still have that Demonetis Slaanesh, and the official miniature from last year's Bring Out Your Lead as well. So I'd been painting them in a little group together. Most of them are done, but they're not varnished, so you can't really consider them done, especially when they're metal. And then 2 of those Space Rangers, or Space Raiders, I think they call them, they need finished. So I do really need to just make 3 or 4 hours available painting time and just finish that, because, yeah, that'll, I keep going on about it, that'll close that loop. And, yeah, maybe then I could pick out one of the Monopose 2nd Edition Space Marines and just do a bit of colouring in with that, and maybe try and find the painting mojo once again. But yeah, I can't complain. Like, I'm literally getting painted stuff on the table, rolling dice, and having a lot of fun on the playing front. So you can't have everything all of the time, can you? I did crumble, and I bought the 5 Leagues from the Borderlands book. I just could not hold off anymore, because I'd read the 5 Parsecs book cover to cover so many times. It was like there was no more like information or content for me to assimilate there. And as much as I don't want to start playing 5 Leagues for the Borderlands right away, I just wanted to, like, I'm quite... It takes me a while to kind of take everything in and get used to everything. So I figured if I just start reading that book now, you know, in a couple of months' time, depending on how my campaign and 5 Parsecs is going, I might be able to start adding in a separate campaign on 5 Leagues for the Borderlands, because my fantasy miniature collection definitely outnumbers my sci-fi collection. I've really got quite a lot of stuff in the fantasy genre, so there's so much narrative potential there for rolling up warbands and you know, putting enemy warbands together too. So really looking forward to getting a wee shot at that. But first and foremost, just going to enjoy taking my time reading through the book, figuring things out. I know there's a lot of overlaps with these games, but also there's so much more new content in the Five Leagues book. So yeah, that'll be my reading over the next few weeks, and it's good to have some fresh pages to be turning. And a couple of birthdays this period, two important birthdays to me, the birthday of my daughter, she turned 5 recently, and that means that the podcast turns 5 shortly afterwards, because for some reason I thought that it was a good idea to launch a new podcast when we had like a couple of week old kid in the house. I don't know what I was thinking at that point, but I somehow did it, and you know, 5 years on, here we are, on about 180 episodes, I think. So, yeah, my daughter's like a visual representation of a five-year-old podcast. This is what a podcast would look like if it turned 5. So, the podcast, the anniversary of the podcast is the 13th of August. So I have something planned for that. I'm not sure at this stage if I'll be able to kind of pull it off, but we'll see. It's just a type of episode I was thinking of doing, but if not, I don't think anyone apart from me will care. You know, we'll just continue to get the episodes out, obviously, in the main. But yeah, it's a cool wee milestone, 5 years doing a podcast. I know Josh at Crown of Command turned 5 last year. And then I think Dan at Paint All the Minis, I think he'll be hitting 10 next year. If I remember correctly, Paint All the Minis started way back in 2017. So yeah, he'll have a 10-year-old podcast next year. And I'm sure he'll have something planned for that. But yeah, my daughter's 5th birthday was really good. We went to the safari park and we had a little party for her outside as well. And she's currently into He-Man, which is really cool. So I've not managed to convince her to go to the cinema with me yet. I don't even know if the Masters of the Universe is still at the cinema, but she's still got a weird thing about like films with actual actors in them. I think she expects them to be a bit more scary. But she'd been watching for the last couple of years, it was a She-Ra remake on Netflix, and then there's a corresponding He-Man remake, which is a bit like, it's fine, it's you know, plot wise and writing wise it's fine, it's got a bit of that sort of Warcraft aesthetic, which does not appeal to me at all, like very chunky, oversized, I just don't like that aesthetic. But it's cool that she liked that, and it meant that you know, we picked up and found a couple of really old original He-Man books, and I'd showed her like the original He-Man episodes on YouTube as well. So at her birthday, she did get like, she got like the Battle Cat and the He-Man figure. I think these figures are from the film, but she really likes her wee figures just now. So got all these Disney princesses, and then got the likes of He-Man and some old Thundercats and that as well. So it's quite an eclectic collection of toys that she's got. But I think that's really it from me. And like I was saying at the start, if you want to take part in next month's hobby update episode, you could do so by heading over to bedroombattlefields.com/voicemail to submit a clip. And you could do that at any point during the month of August. Alright, that is just about it for this episode of the Tabletop Miniature Hobby Podcast. Thanks, as always, for listening, and we'll chat again on the next one.